This is the Lightning Strike. Mandate. They don't want mandates. They got so many hates of people to despise in the dust bowl. Cerebral black hole. The average weight is well over 200 pounds. I hate to generalize, but have you seen the thighs? Most haven't seen their genitalia in a while. Maybe that's why there's a scan of us. We concerns on the battlefield of debate. Queers, transgens, and lesbians. Vegans and vegetarians. Hello. Hello, everyone. It is a wonderful Sunday. It's April 23rd, 2006. And I'm using a new version of... actually using... Vegas 6.0 by Sony. As much as I hate Sony, I'm using their new Vegas program. I had to format and redo my system, my main computer. Stephanie got PHP working on her server today, which is good. I'm a little proud of her. Good accomplishment. But on to the important stuff. We're playing the Ottawa Senators tonight. Tonight afternoon, 6 p.m. I had to work today till 9 or 8, and I came into work today with a positive attitude. I was like, I talked to my boss before I started my shift. I was like, I'm going to need to leave at 5 today. My girlfriend has a dinner party with her boss, and I kind of want to meet her company and everything, and I was wondering if I can leave. And he looked at my occurrences, and I had 3 already, and we're only allowed 3 in 90 days. And my third occurrence was up on February 2nd, which would have been May 2nd. So he's like, yeah, if you do it, you know, they'll probably tell me to conference you or whatever. But he said, I'll look over it. So comes around about 4:45 p.m. I log out of my phone, stop taking calls because I do the tech support thing, you know. And I walk on over to a supervisor, and I'm like, yeah, I just threw up in the bathroom. It was great, and I need to leave right now. So they let me leave. So I was in home for time of the in time for the puck drop at 6 p.m. So basically, I was watching the game live tonight, which was nice to see. And it's only 9 o'clock right now, so it's 3 hours since the game. But on to the game here. We're playing Ottawa tonight in Ottawa, and we lost the first game, and we lost it 4-1. Ottawa kind of shocked us toward the end of the game there, but I still think we played a good game in the first game, and I saw a lot of positive things. I don't know if you all saw my listened to my last podcast, but I did a little poorly. I used Podomatic because I was in between the format. Whoa, Java just came up. Java, log into Java console. Yeah, we're trying to set up a little web hosting thing. If anybody's interested, if you mention the Lightning Strike or anything about my podcast, we'll host your site for free for 6 months. And just send me an email at joel@mailzeta.com, joel@mailzeta.com, and we'll give you pretty good bandwidth because I'm getting a 10 meg connection right now, and I'll get a second cable modem once we move. So if you reply to this, I'll host your site for free. Just all I need is the name servers and, you know, all the good stuff. But you know, that's a good way to advertise, right? Give you some free shit. But anyways, on to the game. So we're playing Ottawa tonight, and tonight playing up in Ottawa again. I stopped at the store. I got my Last game I had Beck's. I was like, all right, I can't drink Canadian beer. And actually, I went to the liquor store, and they had some Labatt, but Labatt was warm. It wasn't in the fridge, and they had the Beck's in the fridge, and it was on sale for like $5.99 for 6-pack. So I got the Beck's, and that didn't do me right. So tonight, I had to go to 2 different stores, but I found my Labatt, and like the actual good Labatt, the imported Labatt from Canada. And they only have that here in Central Florida. I couldn't find that in Tampa, actually. It's pretty weird. But I'm in Central Florida, about an hour north of Tampa. Well, yeah, 45 minutes north of Tampa. Not too much north. But anyways, I got my imported Labatt, and I'm ready to go. And the first period there of Game 2 in the 2006 Stanley Cup playoffs, the Lightning are playing against the Ottawa Senators in Ottawa. And the first period, you know, I saw us right away coming out hitting, you know, they came out with LeCavier with Artukin on a line with Digman. I was like, all right, they're looking to send a message here. We're hitting right away. And they ended up scoring a goal right away. And probably within, I think it was 7 minutes in, like 7:05, somewhere in there, they scored. So they're up 1-0 right away. And I was like, I still saw us playing pretty tough. And shortly thereafter, Vinny Prosvall makes an awesome steal in their own zone. Like, they're trying to clear the puck or pass it out to center. Or Chara's trying to pass it to someone. I forget who it was. Zdeno Chara. He sucks, by the way. He was trying to pass it out, clear the puck, get it out of there. And Vinny Veslav Prosvall comes up with the steal. And guess who's coming? Right down the center of the ice. Martin St. Louis. And he fucking roofs it in the top right shelf. And they tie it back up 1-0, or 1-1. So we go into the second period tied. And in the second period, again, we have some great presence here. Marty St. Louis kind of feeds the puck up to Brad Richards. Brad Richards has like a semi-breakaway. He dekes the goalie, and he ends up deking him and getting a backhanded goal. And we lead 2-1. And that was probably one of the best goals I've seen all year. And Brad Richards just really did it that time, and I'm proud of him because, you know, we got our big scorers scoring goals now. We got LeCavalier scoring, we got St. Louis scoring, and we got Richards scoring. You know, we got the big guys scoring. But they're also calling a lot of penalties against us, and they're calling cheap penalties. And I know Terry Bettman wanted to keep the flow of the penalty calling, and I don't know. I think the refs are kind of freaked out because they don't want to get fired. They don't want to lose their checks. But anyways, we're up 2-1. And then Ottawa has a power play against us, and you know, guess who? Havlat, he scores. He scores to tie it up 2-2, and we're 2-2 tied going to the third. But I'm pretty confident still because we were playing so good. You know, I saw a lot of blocked shots, a lot of forechecking. You know, a lot of discipline. I think we made one mistake all night, and the only mistake was on that power play goal, because the power play goal they scored against us was actually it was going to be an icing call. We had two defensemen come down low, and they tried to tag up for icing, but we didn't make it. So they just like kicked the puck out to Havlat, and he just fucking scored right in front of the goalie. No one was there, and Graham couldn't do anything. But Graham played a really good game, by the way. And so we go into third, tied 2-2. Ottawa scores right away, like probably with 4 minutes into the third. So we're down 3-2. And I just had to take a sip. A little sip of my pint. And so we're down 3-2. You know, we have about 16 minutes to go in the game. And I was a little stressed out at that point. And the actual paperboy of Ottawa, Dan Boyle, he used to live in Ottawa when he was little. He was the paper boy to the Ottawa newspaper that everyone receives there. And he actually brought the puck in all by himself, did a little deke, and he freaking roofs it over their nice fair-skinned, mild-skinned goalie. And he ties it back up, ties it 3-3, man, which was amazing. And then right after that, like the next puck drop, we get a little breakaway action, and Marty St. Louis scores a second goal of the game, and it was actually Dmitry Afanasenkov, his strong play. He like kicked the puck out along the boards, and then he just passed it over, and actually it was a deflection off the goalie. It was kind of like a shot pass type of thing, and St. Louis was just right there to get the rebound. So we're up at that point. We're up 4-3 with about 11 minutes to go in the game. And they get a strong power play against us. It was a cheap call against Richards. They said like he obstructed some guy behind the net when there was fury going on. I'm telling you what, man, this game was violent. There was a lot of hits. Seen LeCavalier everywhere. He was hitting people. He was decking people. Corey Sarch had a huge hit in the third. He just laid this guy out like a helicopter. I had to rewind it like 3 times. Hopefully everybody saw it. But that was great to see, man. Corey Sarch was kind of playing a slow game, but like I saw him make that hit, man. He had a couple clears toward the end of the game. So we're up 4-3. They had a huge power play with like 7 minutes to go. We killed that thing off, man. And we killed it off so strong. And, you know, just it was so good to see, man. It was so good to see them playing how they should be, and I haven't seen them play this way all year, and I hope they're peaking now, and that's all that matters, man. They peak right before. Peak right before it comes. Stephanie, say hi. They want to hear your voice. Say hi.
Hi.
She said hi, but you can't really hear that because she's far away from the microphone. But anyways, like, they pulled their goalie, man, Emery Board. They pulled him, and they were really pressuring us toward the end, but we stayed strong, man. We stand tall. John Graham stand tall, and the Lightning win. So we tied up 1-1, one game each, and we're going back to Tampa Tuesday and Thursday. So we're guaranteed at least 5 games, and I know we'll at least show them some toughness next game, man. And I was looking right away from some tickets, and I'm looking at like $73 to $80 for a ticket. And I'm going to definitely be at the game. If I don't get a ticket for the game, I'm going to be out front just watching it on the big screen, because they always play it on the side of the building. And, you know, they have beer on tap there, so that's cool. And it's kind of a good atmosphere, because I watched 4 games during their four or five games during their run to the Cup in 2004. And it's great out there, man. It's a nice climate when the sun goes down, man. It's just like everyone's happy, just sitting on the cement. With they bring their lawn chairs and their coolers there, man. Everyone just getting all riled up, and it's great. So Lightning win. We're tied 1 each, and I noticed all the other games. I'm waiting for Calgary. Calgary's starting right now, actually. I saw Edmonton upset Detroit tonight. Nashville and San Jose. San Jose tied it up. I kind of want Calgary. Calgary had a huge win the other night. Darren McCarty ended up winning in overtime. But it was a great day. I'm glad I left work early. I would just be leaving work right now and watching the game on tape delay. That's no fun. But I'm ready to go. We're ready to go. And if anyone wants to send an email, it's joel@mailzeta.com. And send me an email, man. We'll host your site, man. It's as long as it's not like a high traffic porn site, but you probably got a good host for that. But we can handle some bandwidth. But if you mention the podcast or the Lightning or anything that I'll recognize you at, we'll host your site for free till let's say December, 6 months till December. No big deal. All right, and just want to say I'm going to go to the games Tuesday and Thursday, and I'll be back with the podcast. It'll probably be early Wednesday morning. But I have one more day of work, and I got 3 days off, so I'm really stoked. And go Lightning.